Okay, welcome to the commentary for Greek Family. So this is another one of those interesting Dear Abby letters. Again, quite short, but it has some good little phrases and words, like naive, broke the camel's back, or the straw that broke the camel's back. But the basic topic is really intercultural dating or marriage or relationships, right? Having a relationship with somebody from another culture. Maybe you guys have seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. In fact, it's a good movie. It's funny, and it's about this topic. This man dates a woman who has a Greek family, and the Greek family doesn't like him because he's not Greek. Right? They have a very strong idea that she should only date other Greek people. So it has there's a big problem with her family. It's a comedy, so it's not too serious, but it's the same basic idea. So, you know, maybe some of you, I don't know, what do you think about this idea of, dating people or having relationships with people from other cultures? Now, certainly, Tomoe and I have this issue. She's sitting right here on the bed right now. And we sometimes have difficulties because of our different cultures and languages. We have a language barrier. We communicate with each other in English because I know very, very, very little Japanese. And her English is good. So that's how we communicate. But it's not her native language. So sometimes she says something and she means something, and I hear something else, and something she doesn't mean, and we have a miscommunication, and that can cause problems sometimes. Sometimes we have big arguments, but really it's just a misunderstanding, a language misunderstanding. Sometimes it might be a culture misunderstanding. Of course, Japanese culture and American culture are different. We all know, some of the stereotypes, but there are little things and sometimes big things that are different, and it can be hard for us to understand each other about those points. So, it's a little bit, extra difficulty when you date someone from another culture, and especially if different languages are involved. Now, on the other hand, it's also an opportunity to learn and grow, right? You learn about a lot of new things. The other person has different ideas, different views, different point of view on life from your own and from your own culture, and that can help you grow and learn more about the world and hopefully be more open and flexible. And that's great. In fact, that's one of the benefits also of just traveling in general. Or learning another language. You go beyond your own little small country. And most of us, we grow up and we're told that our country's the best, right? And we know this is true when we're young. All Americans know that America is number one. America's the best country in the world. In fact, a lot of Americans believe that, even adults. I'd say probably most Americans believe that. They think everything in America is the best, and other countries are not as good at anything. We're the best at everything, and everything we do is good and correct. And, this is not, people get mad at the United States because of this, mainly because the United States has a lot of power right now, and we don't use that power very well. However, I've traveled to many countries, and I can tell you that most Japanese people think Japan is number one, and it's the best culture and country in the world. And most Thai people think that Thailand is the best country in the world. Now, they know it's not the richest, but they still think, well, our culture, it's still the best. And I think most people think that. Most people are taught that when they grow up. They're taught by their parents. They're taught by their society, by their media. That there's something special about their country which is better than others. And while it's nice to like your country, it's a dangerous idea. Travel can help to get rid of that illusion. And an illusion is something that's not true, but you believe it is true. So when I, of course, I never really thought America was always number one, but, you know, I didn't understand the rest of the world. When I traveled to India, the first time I left America, I saw, wow, you know, there are other ways of living. There are other ways of doing things. And some of them are better than America. Some of them I liked better. There were many parts of Indian culture and parts of the country in general that I thought were better than the United States. And, you know, I there were other parts that I thought America was quite good. And then I, you know, later I traveled to Japan and lived there, and Korea and lived there, and Thailand and lived there. And I traveled in Italy a little bit and in England a little bit. And I started to realize, wow, there are many, many ways of living, many ways to do things, many different religions, many things to believe. And, you know, there is no best country. Certainly, America's not the best. But, you know, none of these countries were the best. They all had great things. They all had very nice things about them that were different and unique and special. And so that's a great thing about travel, and a great thing about learning a language, and a great thing about connecting with people from other countries. And it can also be a great thing about dating people or having a relationship with someone from another country. Because then it becomes very, very personal. When you travel, it's not so personal. You know, you go to a country and you see it and you learn something and then you go home. If you live there for a while, it's a little deeper, of course. But if you have a relationship with someone from another country, it's even more deep. Because then you really start to see how differently people think and how different people's beliefs can be. And, you know, that can be very good. It's sometimes difficult, but in general, I think it's very, very good. It certainly has been very, very good for me, and has helped me open my mind more to the world, and hopefully not be a typical American. another issue, in the mini story, I told a little mini story about somebody on the street coming up to me and trying to make me become a Christian. And actually, this is kind of a true story. It's based on a true story, because I used to live in Georgia and also South Carolina in the United States. These areas are in the southeast part of America. And the southeast is very, very Christian. When I say Christian, I mean Protestant, Baptist mostly, and very evangelical. Evangelical means they're aggressive. They try to change people's religion. And so I would be walking around my town, and this would happen. This happened to me a lot, especially in South Carolina. People would walk up to me and start talking to me, and then very soon they would start talking about religion, and they would criticize me and attack me because I wasn't part of their religion. And, you know, I really actually hate that about Southern culture in the southeast part of the United States. I like some things about the South, but I really hated that part because I was often bothered by these people. And it's a kind of intolerance. It's a kind of what I was just talking about with travel. These people usually had never been outside of America. They had no contact, no experience with people of other religions. They criticized Islam, for example, but they had never met a Muslim person. They certainly had never read the Quran. Until they met me, they had never met a Buddhist before, and I'm only a kind of a cowboy American Buddhist. I don't know if that's real or not. So they really have no experience of the world, and so if you have no experience of the world, you're quite naive. And when you're naive, it's easy to have very strong beliefs about something, about a religion or about something else. It's easy to believe you're the best and you're always right, if you never have experiences of other people in other places that have different beliefs that are also quite good or quite interesting or quite powerful or quite helpful. And, you know, most South Carolina is a small little place. Most people in South Carolina have never traveled outside the United States. Many have never traveled outside of South Carolina. They've never been to a big American city, even. So their experience is very small. It's quite naive. And so living there was a bit difficult. It wasn't only these kind of Christian people, but it was many other kinds of things that where they had these very narrow, small beliefs, and they wouldn't debate them. They wouldn't consider other ideas. It was just they're right, and you're wrong. And unfortunately, we see that in the United States in our government right now. This same mentality. I would say George Bush has this mentality. And the people who support George Bush have this mentality. George Bush is very popular in South Carolina, for example. Still very popular. In the rest of the country, not so popular. But in places like South Carolina, he's still very popular. And he has the same kind of mentality. America's number one. Everything we do is the best. Islamic people, Muslim people are totally wrong and bad. Any other part of the world, they're not as good as we are. These are beliefs that are common in parts of America and unfortunately common in our government right now. So I don't know if we can make more Americans travel or meet people from other countries. Maybe that might help. I don't know. That's your job. Meet some Americans and teach them about the world. Teach them about your country. All right. Well, I guess that's all for the commentary. I guess I talked about several topics this time. I hope you're enjoying Effortless English. And look at the forums. I need your help. I've put a couple forum ideas asking for your help and your contribution, your actions. So go read the forums and help improve the Effortless English Club. See you next time. Bye-bye.